This is Jay Sekulow. A phenomenal response to defend the statue of Jesus in Montana. 35,000 signatures in a day.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine there's no heaven. Seize if you try.
At the end of May, our attorney Stephanie Smith had contacted the U.S. Forest Service asking a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act, but also telling them, gee, you've got what appears to be a shrine to Jesus on federal property, and that's against the Constitution.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
What's next? Is the anti-religious crowd going to demand the government chisel off the crosses, the Stars of David, and other religious symbols on the tombstones of our war dead at Arlington Cemetery? The Constitution protects free speech and freedom of religion. I hope the people of Montana are successful in keeping the anti-religious bunch from taking the Jesus statue. And that's just the way it is.
When the Republican member of Congress got into the act, the forest supervisor there in Montana capitulated, and he announced that Flathead National Forest was withdrawing its decision not to renew the permit and would formally seek public comment, which makes no sense because you don't vote on whether to uphold the Constitution.
This woman that called me said that it's a war memorial. Is it a war memorial or what?
No. The special use permit that the Knights of Columbus got in the 50s records it as to provide a site for a religious shrine. And the map is titled Knights of Columbus Shrine, and this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
The statue is more than a religious symbol. It was erected as a memorial and a tribute to Montana freedom fighters during World War II for their bravery, dedication, and patriotism.
No, Jesus does not belong on public land.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And let me say right at the outset here, you heard in that open that the Freedom From Religion Foundation said Jesus doesn't belong on private land. And let me address this, because the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent out an alert to their members, and they said we want to get 17,000. They now increased that to 25,000 comments into the Forestry Service to remove the statutes, because what's happened is the Forestry Service was going to not renew the license. It's a lease. It's annual 10-year, actually a 10-year lease. What's interesting, that lease has been in place since 1953. The statute was up since 1955. There's never been a problem until right now. Freedom From Religion Foundation files this complaint. The Forest Service says they're going to take it down, and we're fighting over this. Now, here's what's interesting. The outcry on this was very significant. In fact, I want to say this, and I'm glad our television audience is here. 35,000 people joined us in our comments and our petition the first day, just yesterday, for our radio audience. 35,000. Now, the entire membership of the Freedom From Religion Foundation is 17,000. So you see exactly what's happening here. And, David, I want to put this in perspective because it's important. And we're taking your calls, by the way, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But you're serving the military. You currently serve. You're one of our senior counsels, of course. This statute is representative of historic fact, and we need to make that very clear in very quick order.
Well, that's right. I mean, the 10th Mountain Division served in the Alps in World War II, and in the Alps, in combat, they would run across these statues of Jesus and other shrines. And this was erected by the Knights of Columbus in honor of the 10th Mountain Division's experience, their actual experience in World War II. So this is a representation of what these guys went through.
So, folks, this whole idea that this is some kind of sham, according to the Religious Freedom Foundation, wrong. The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to remove every vestige of religious expression in America's public life, even when it's historical fact. And that's the real concern here. Now, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Do you want to see that statute go? I want to talk to you. You want to keep it there? Or do you want to see it go? We want our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Now, here's what I need everyone to do. You go to your phones right now, and you call our toll-free number, and you add your name to this letter of comments that we're updating now regularly to the Department of Forestry Services. Folks, we're going to be at 40,000 by the end of today. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Many have, and by the way, when you're there, donate to the ACLJ. It's a matching challenge. It's doubled. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com.
In Montana, an intolerant, radical, anti-religious group wants a statue of Jesus taken down from a mountain. The statue is more than a religious symbol. It was erected as a memorial and a tribute to Montana freedom fighters during World War II for their bravery, dedication, and patriotism.
I'm showing you on the screen, for those that are watching us on television today, actually what that statue looks like. And this was, as David French just said, senior counsel with the ACLJ. There are a lot of these throughout the Alps, actually throughout Europe. You'll see a lot of these Jesus statues. And this was put up in place to honor World War II memorial veterans. It's a World War II memorial to honor those veterans. You got to ask yourself, what is it about these groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation where they think they have a veto right over what everybody's doing? But I want to put this into a very clear context, because just a little bit ago, the Supreme Court of the United States refused to hear two cases involving crosses on the side of the roads. You've seen those before, in honor of Utah State Troopers. I don't want people to think that that was a decision on the merits. It was not. But we're in a very different situation here, and I'm going to tell you how to take direct action in a moment. But David, let's set the stage of what's going on, because we're in an administrative process right now that was closed. The Forestry Service was going to remove the statute because of church-state separation issues. The outcry has been huge. Now we're getting pushback, and that's a good thing. We're pushing back against the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and the Forestry Service got to open it up, but we're in an administrative process here.
Right. What we're seeing right now is democracy in action. This is the voice of the people being directly heard with the Forest Service saying, no, we want this statue to stay. We want this historically significant marker to stay, and we don't want to give a tiny minority a veto power over history, a veto power over the way and in the manner in which we honor our veterans.
So here's what we're doing, folks. The Department of Forestry Services has opened up a comment section. Now, I mentioned this on the radio broadcast yesterday and in the television broadcast as well. You know what's interesting here is the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent out an email alert, an action alert to their members. They said, listen, we want you to contact the Forestry Service, but don't let the Forestry Service know we're asking you to do that, as if it was coming out of the air. We're saying, listen, we're taking a very different approach. We want to gather about 200,000 signatures to our letter of legal comments going to the Forestry Service defending the statute's right to be there. So we will dwarf. Frankly, the membership of the Freedom From Religion Foundation is about 17,000. In the first day that we mentioned this, we almost doubled what their entire membership is. I mean, within 100 signatures of doubling what their entire membership is. But we're at a critical crossroads here. We want to go in with a lot of people from all 50 states. So we want to go in with about 200,000 signatures. So I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. 855. Let me give you the number again. I need everybody to join with us in defense of the statute. You've seen, we've done these petitions. We're having an incredible success this year. Most recently, we got the State Department and the United Nations to speak out for Pastor Nader Khani in Iran because people like you spoke out. So it's 877-989-2255 to defend the statue of Jesus, this World War II memorial that's been placed by the Knights of Columbus, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And let me say this about when you go to ACLJ.org, and over 35,000 of you have done that. When you go to the website, we're in a matching challenge right now. And what that means is if you donate $10 or $20 or $100, we get a matching grant, which is incredible for us. And it's, of course, a tax-deductible gift. So I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, donate online when you sign that petition as well. It really helps us out. Again, ACLJ.org, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones here. Greg is calling. He's on line one. Hi, Greg.
Yes, Jay. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I just like to make a comment. I don't understand where these people get off on. Where do they? The Bill of Rights under the First Amendment.
Right.
You know, gives us the guarantee.
But here's what they do. I want you to understand this, Greg. They interpret the freedom of religion, the free exercise clause and the establishment clause, as if it was the freedom from religion. And, David, we've been battling this out in court for 30 years. The reality is it's this view of the church-state relations that these groups, they really believe this stuff. This is the truth of the matter.
Oh, they really believe it. They believe that the Constitution gives them literally a right not to be offended by a religious display on public land. Never mind that they don't have to look at it. Never mind that it doesn't coerce them anyway. They literally believe the Establishment Clause gives them a right not to be offended. And that's nowhere in the original meaning and purpose of the Establishment Clause.
Well, here's what it is. Let me give you the words themselves. This is from Ann Gaylor, who's the president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Let's hear soundbite number 11.
You can't have a religious war memorial because that excludes Jews and non-Christians and the many atheists and foxholes who fought valiantly during World War II for our country. We want you to get involved. We want you to chime in and say, no, Jesus does not belong on public land.
This is their fundraiser. This is their call to action. And you heard what they said. We don't want religious memorials in there because it excludes Jews and non-Christians. It doesn't exclude anybody. It's symbolic and historically significant of what these soldiers actually saw in the Alps. So that's Annie Gaylor's call to action from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Here's what we're doing, and many of you are doing this. I want you to go to your phones now. Stand up for that memorial. Let's take a stand here. 35,000 of you, more than that, have gone to the website. Keep going to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We're going to get 200,000 signatures to our comments going to the Forestry Service to defend this memorial. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, when you go to the website, make that online donation. You're really helping us out. Gary's calling from Utah. He's online too. Hi, Gary.
Hi, guys. Keep the fight up. I love it.
Thanks.
I have a simplistic claim, but I've been dealing with this since the cross you may be familiar with in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, sure. Right.
Off Skinner's Butte. And I was an 18-year-old senior then, and my question then is the same as it is now. Why can't the city government, whatever government involved, which they wanted to do in Eugene, donate that cross sat on a piece of ground 1 foot by
right.
1 foot, donate or sell that 1 foot piece
sure.
of ground to a private citizen?
Well, listen, this is actually, right now, this is a lease. This is not put up by the Forestry Service. This is a lease that's been in effect since 1953 between the government and the Knights of Columbus. It's been renewed on an every 10-year basis. So it's pretty much that's the situation. But listen, the fact of the matter is, and David, you know this, the Freedom From Religion Foundation will not be satisfied if that property has that statue on it under any circumstance. They want it removed.
Well, that's right. I mean, even remembering history is less important to them than removing this cross. I mean, she talks about excluding Jews and atheists. Is she saying that if there are atheists in the Alps, they didn't see shrines like this?
Right.
No, I mean, of course they were there.
Right.
These are representations of what people saw in history, but that's less important than them than cleansing religion from the public square.
Which is what their reason for existence is. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Bob is calling from West Virginia. He's on line three. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking
sure.
the call. God bless you.
Thank you.
I would just like to challenge the freedom of religion for her to take on the District of Columbia and the United States Supreme Court. If they are so all fired up about having items removed from the public eye, then why don't they start with the Supreme Court, who has the Ten Commandments, and Moses inside the chamber?
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I can't do this for our radio audience right now, but I can do it for our television audience. For our television audience, I want to play a portion of the oral argument from a Supreme Court case I had involving Pleasant Grove community in Utah. It involved a Ten Commandments display, and the issue of the Ten Commandments in the courtroom actually came up with the words in Hebrew. It was a discussion between me and Justice Ginsburg, so our television audience can hear that and see that, so that'll be good for them. I can't do that for radio right this moment, but for TV we can do that. But you're absolutely correct. But the problem is, David, if you gave them the option, they will do that. I mean, this is part of their process. They will eventually get there.
There is not a line they won't cross. There is no such thing as a sacred or even arguably sacred symbol on public land that they would not want chiseled off, removed, torn down. They're trying to get there. I mean, that's what these cases are about. They're trying to get to that point. I mean, they are one of the most accurately named organizations around, Freedom From Religion. They don't want any religion in the public square, period.
You know, it's interesting. I am watching the website right now, and I got to tell you something, folks. You are responding in a big way. Hundreds have signed on in the last few minutes. Go to aclj.org, or you can call us at 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard. Let me restate again exactly what's going on here. The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants a statue of Jesus removed. If you go to the website, you can see the pictures of it. The television audience, you're seeing them now. They want it removed. It's been there since 1955. The lease was executed in 1953 between the United States and the Knights of Columbus. As David has said, it is representative of what our soldiers actually saw in the Alps. But having said all of that, they want it removed. We're fighting back. The Forestry Service reopened the issue for comments. They were going to remove it, but they reopened the issue for comments, and we are happy to say that we can now comment. So our goal is to get 200,000 people to join our comments, and that I'm talking to you that are listening to this broadcast or watching us on television right now. So as we go to a break, I need everybody to do this. You go to your phones right now. You call our toll-free number or go to aclj.org and you sign on to these comments. Here is the number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. By the way, we've got a lot of resources on the website about this issue. But again, you can make a huge difference here. You, the American people, have the right to respond to our government. This is your chance to do it. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. And again, make that online contribution. We're in a matching challenge.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on aclj.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. You know their tactics. They targeted the National Day of Prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and even our national motto. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, an atheist, anti-Christian group, now has its sights set on removing a significant piece of the history and heritage of Montana. In the 1950s, World War II veterans from the Knights of Columbus put up a statue of Jesus at the Whitefish Mountain Resort. Now the atheist group wants it removed, saying the display is, quote, a ruse and a sham, and calling on the Forest Service to end a long-standing lease that would force the 56-year-old display to go. The ACLJ is taking a stand, fighting to keep this display in place. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to our letter to the Forest Service demanding that the lease be renewed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. Add your name to our letter. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast. Thrilled that our television audience is with us. Well, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going right to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go to Donna, who's calling from Idaho. She's on line three. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Comment to the Freedom From Religion Foundation is God owns the land, not the state.
You know what's interesting here? This is actually the state leased it to the Knights of Columbus. I want to be very clear on this. It's a lease denial, a renewal denial. It's been leased for 10-year periods of time since 1953. So every 10 years it comes up for renewal. It's never been an issue. It's an issue now because of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And Will Haynes was just telling me that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has also put a petition on the White House website, whitehouse.gov, which allows for public comments to go on. Folks, we've heard from, and I will give you the exact number, on our web right now at aclj.org. I've heard from, effective right this moment, 35,734 people. Do you know how many the White House has heard from the Freedom From Religion Foundation? 1,300. But let me tell you something. Here's the problem. These groups file suits. They play it serious. So what we're going to do is overwhelm all of these groups with numbers. We're going to get it to the Forestry Service. We're going to get it to the White House. You need to participate. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, and join with us and stand for this World War II memorial. If you've traveled Europe at all, if you've seen the History Channel, you see these statues throughout Europe. They're there for a whole host of reasons. Some of them were praying for crops. I mean, there's all kinds of stories about this. We have an office in Strasbourg, France, and you'll see these in the up and down the beautiful hills of Strasbourg and in the farming areas and the agricultural communities. So I've seen these statues. And David, you're in a military guy. You served in Iraq. There are things there that remind you of your experience. And that's all the Knights of Columbus were trying to do here.
Right, exactly. I mean, these guys were fighting for their lives in the Alps in World War II, some of the most intense combat in forgotten battles that nobody remembers. And here they go, and just a few years after World War II, say, let's put something up that reflects our experience. The beautiful mountains in Montana look a lot like the Alps. Let's put up a shrine that looks a lot like the ones that we saw. It reflects what they saw. But to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, that's not enough. They have to cleanse it all. They have to rewrite history.
All right, folks, I'm going to take more of your calls. Here's my challenge to you right now. We are about 230 away from being at 36,000 signatures on this petition. You're signing on to a letter that we're sending to the Forestry Service. I want to be at 36,000 by the close of the broadcast. Here's the number. Again, you go to aclj.org. On the phones, we've heard from almost 700 or 800 today. I need you to go to your phones. I want to be over 1,000 by the re-airs of the broadcast and the later shots this afternoon. So go to 877-989-2255. Let's stand with these veterans. Stand for freedom here. 877-989-2255. Or aclj.org. You can sign up online. And by the way, I'm going to try to get Congressman Poe on the broadcast either Wednesday or Thursday to talk about it. He's from, of course, Montana, so he'll give us some insight there. Let's go to Karen calling online 4 from Wyoming. Hi, Karen. Karen, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Snowy in Wyoming.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's snowing in a lot of parts of the country right now. How can we help you today?
Well, I just wanted to shout it out to this country of ours that was founded on Judeo-Christian values, that if this is allowed to go through, along with many other things that they're trying to pull, this country is going to fail.
Well, listen, I had yesterday someone called, and I put it on the air so we could talk about it. Guy called saying, I don't want any of these religious symbols anywhere. And David, I talked with him about the fact that if you go to Arlington Memorial Cemetery, which is owned by the federal government, you're going to see crosses and Star of David's on public land. And do you object to that? And the answer is they do.
Right. Because it's more important to them to cleanse religion from all of life than it is to acknowledge the real experience of their fellow citizens, to acknowledge the actual identity of their fellow citizens. it cannot be understated how radical these people are, but we have to take them very seriously because they go into federal court and they fight these battles all the way to the Supreme Court, as we just saw yesterday where the Supreme Court declined to hear a case.
Right, involving two crosses out of Utah. Again, not a decision on the merits, but something that we're concerned about. Let me play, this is bite number 10. This is a discussion between Dan Barker and Ann Gaylor. These are the co-presidents of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We know this is a war memorial. We know the history, but here's what they have to say about that.
This woman that called me said that it's a war memorial. Is it a war memorial or what?
No. The special use permit that the Knights of Columbus got in the 50s records it as to provide a site for a religious shrine. And the map is titled Knights of Columbus Shrine. And there's even a tab pointing to it that's marked shrine. And this is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
Let me tell you something. It is a shrine. It's a duplicate of the shrines that these soldiers saw in World War II. So this is the absurd nature of this, and that's why we're fighting back so aggressively. Marcus is calling from California on line 5. Hi, Marcus.
Hi. I want to know why, like, the letter, the separation of church and state is from Jefferson to a pastor stating, reassuring the pastor that this separation of church and state.
You're talking about the letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist Association involving, he talks about the wall of separation of church and state. Let me tell you what he did not mean. He did not mean there'd be no religious influences in America's public life, because believe me, he signed plenty of bills and orders that included just that. So this idea that Jefferson was this great church-state separationist, the separationists would have you believe that, David, but the history doesn't show that. I mean, he understood he didn't want an established religion. We didn't want the Church of the United States, but he wanted the free exercise of religion. He did not want religious symbolism removed from our country. In fact, he authored the Statute of Virginia on religious freedom.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the idea that the Establishment Clause was crafted to remove all religious symbolism from American public life would be a huge shock to all of the founding fathers. I mean, this is so far outside the original meaning and purpose of the Establishment Clause, it bears no resemblance
Absolutely
to their
right.
intent.
We're getting a lot of calls, actually, about what our founding fathers had in mind. Dustin's calling from Oregon, and he's on line 3. Hi, Dustin.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to touch bases on this, and our forefathers were divinely inspired and counseled to create the Constitution. And the thing is we are a Christian. The United States of America, are a good majority of them are Christians, and basically it is what it is.
Yeah, but they don't want the Judeo-Christian heritage of America reflected in any of this. I mean, let's be realistic here. They just don't. And to recap what we've got here, we've got a window of opportunity to file formal legal comments with the Department of Interior, which is the Forestry Service is under the Interior Department. We're doing that. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is working on their petitions. I'm sure some of the other groups will as well. We're going to fight back on this very aggressively. But really, folks, this is where you come in. And understand, on these kind of cases, we're trying to win this in the administrative review process. We've got the first shot here, then an appeal right. But we've got to hear from you. I want to go to the Forestry Service and the White House with 200,000 partners, if you will, 200,000 people standing with us. And this is what I need you to do in this process. It's really critical. You've seen the timelines. You know what we're fighting here. I need you to join with me. Now, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can call us at 877-989-2255 and sign up online as well at aclj.org. Either way, 877-989-2255. Or aclj.org, and you're signing this letter. I encourage you to do that. When you go to aclj.org, let me encourage you also to do this. Donate to the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. We're in a matching challenge. That means anything you donate, tax-deductible gift, whether $10, $20, whatever it might be, is matched. And a lot of people have done that, and we had some very generous gifts in the last few days. So, again, aclj.org, or call us right now and stand up for this statute in honor of our World War II veterans. Let's beat this back. We can win this. Here's the number. You go to your phones now. Sign on to this letter going to the Interior Department and Forestry Services. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.